But we're going to start off today with our Democrat of the day, Senate District 16. Fernando Alvarado is kind enough to join us. He is running as the DFL. As a matter of fact, they got the convention tomorrow, the endorsing convention tomorrow. We'll talk about that with him. He's kind enough today to join us to talk about his campaign for SD 16. Fernando, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Hi, Matt. It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
My absolute pleasure. Your endorsing convention is tomorrow down in SD 16, right?
That's right. We're meeting at Max's Grill in Olivia, Minnesota, and that's where I'm going to find out whether I get the DFL endorsement.
I'm feeling pretty positive. I'm not sure the full list here, but I did from the MinnPost side. It seems like you're the one DFL candidate. So all my best, good luck tomorrow. How about we say it like that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty confident it'll go well, but I want to be cautious too.
No counting chickens before they hatch. Absolutely.
Right on.
For everyone out there right now, why don't we get a little prepper course here? Who exactly is Fernando Alvarado?
Well, Fernando Alvarado was born and raised in Watertown, New York, and at 17 he joined the Navy and volunteered to join the Navy with his mom's permission. And he went to Great Lakes for a boot camp. And then A school in San Diego, he volunteered for submarines, and he served on the USS Groton fast attack submarine out of Groton, Connecticut. We were the hometown boat, and that was pretty exciting there. And then after that, in the Navy, I met a good friend from Mason City, Iowa, who told me about Mankato and Minnesota State Mankato, and now as it's known. I went there, received my four-year degree, and met my wife-to-be at that time, and we've been in Minnesota since 1980, been in the Wilmer area since for the last 35 years. I'm a proud dad of two daughters that went through the public school system, and it's a great public school system here in Wilmer. My oldest went on to become a doctor of optometry, and my youngest went on to get her speech-language pathology, and I'm a city councilor. I've been president of various clubs and have had successes with them. I've retired from an insurance company. So I, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a maroon and gold sort of guy since being here since 1980.
The district here, let's talk a little bit about it. How much did it change with redistricting?
Well, We gained Western Meeker County and we lost Swift County, so it hasn't. We've got a little larger city than Benson with Litchfield, but other than that, it didn't really change a lot. We're still an agricultural district, and we still have a great need to support our farm families and farm laborers, especially during this avian flu epidemic that we're seeing here in the district.
Has it been bad down in your district right now?
Yeah. It's getting. It seems like it's getting a little progressively worse. Haven't heard the latest statistics, but I know it's affecting our farmers and turkey growers and that stuff right now. And that sort of thing. And yeah, so it's in the area and it's not good. So,
it is not good. And all my best to any farmer down there that gets it, because that's your entire, livelihood right there. You're going to have to put down, we're seeing it in the wild bird populations as well, which is incredibly dangerous too. I mean, we have birds dropping all across the state at this point with the avian flu. It's obviously a tragedy there, and all my best to the farmers down in 16 there. Hopefully they can get through this okay.
Yeah. That's appreciated. Agriculture is big in our area, and we want to do what we can to support them because they're the backbone of our district. They're the farmers that come into town and spend money and try new things and are innovative and creators. And so, yeah, when they hurt, we hurt. So we need to give them all the support we can, when they're in a difficult situation such as this currently. Yes.
Let's talk more about the farmers, because you are in a heavy ag district at this point. As we're looking at Senate District 16, there obviously the margins for farmers is god awful. They haven't had a great year as far as margins in a while. The numbers are actually getting a little bit better, unfortunately, because of that war in Ukraine. But at the same time, you're still looking at margins where most farmers have to have another job off the farm, or have to get their health insurance through a spouse who's working off the farm. And there really are some economic challenges here for the modern farmer.
Yes. That's I agree with you there, Matt. There are some challenges. We're going to see costs go up because of inflation for, you know, the various products that they need to run their farms. Defined workers is a difficult thing. Laborers gets to be a challenge for the farmers. I have friends that are dairy farmers, and to get the workers to help them out can be challenging. So, yeah, they face a lot of economic challenges. And then, we're going into a time of the season where Mother Nature can deal them with some hard cards to fathom. We're supposed to have a nice day tomorrow, but then they're talking hail and heavy winds. And the good news is there's no crops in the field and there's nothing coming up. But still, it doesn't help the farmer when the ground is soaking wet and they can't get out in the field. And it might be a little early to be out there anyhow, but sometimes they can prep stuff. So it's a tough business, and our farmers are resilient and they work hard and they persevere, but it's trying. It's not an easy thing. Say your prayers and good vibes for them, because they need it, because it's a tough business.
When you talk about healthcare a lot on your website, and I know that this is a key, and I mean your district, I'm looking through it right now. You've got some towns amount of videos in there. Wilmer's in there. You mentioned Litchfield being in there. There's not a lot of, there are some larger towns, but you don't have the Mayo Clinic. You don't have Fairview Southdale. You don't have the Twin Cities University of Minnesota hospital system there. Talk a little bit about what you saw firsthand in that district in regards to the pandemic and the areas where they need to have improvement in the medical side out in 16.
One of the things that, we work with Caris Health, and there's been some consolidation there and that sort of thing. And they've done a good job with providing quality care for the people of the district. But, we're like every other medical facility. We're short doctors. We're short nurses. They put in long hours. And we're seeing medical people, they're just tired. They're just kind of beat down. And I think it's important that the Senate takes actions to start to reward our first line workers that sacrificed for those that needed it, and not do nothing. We have to take care of our first line workers and get off the proverbial can and get something going for them, because they deserve it. And our first line workers here in Senate District did a fantastic job. They were coordinated. They worked together, and they put in the long hours to make it better for the rest of us. And they were very conscientious about making sure it was safe for all of us. I think we have to take the time to reward those people throughout our district and throughout the state of Minnesota. And the Senate has to make a move and get this done. And this is ridiculous that it's not happening. And it's frustrating for me to see that we're not taking care of those people that took care of our fellow Minnesotans, Matt.
Fernando Alvarado is joining us, Senate District 16. Kind enough to join us as Democrat of the day today. One of the things that's interesting is, you know, it wasn't that long ago, about 100 years ago, to get a doctor to come on out to your town, you had to build him a house, basically. And, you know, you can go through some of these old towns. And the big old brick house that was in town, that was the old doctor's house. They literally gave it to him. We shouldn't have to do that. I don't think we shouldn't have to build a house for the doctors and the nurses, although I imagine they'd say that's a nice gift. But I mean, we should have the reimbursement compensation schedule in place for these doctors and nurses. And the reality is that that's kind of one of the problems that they said is that there's even during this pandemic, they're just not getting the wages that they deserve considering what they're having to deal with.
Right. Yes. I would agree that, and you know, some people, I'll tell you a secret, and keep this under your hat, Matt, but
okay.
Senate District 16 is a great place to live. It's a great place to raise children. It's a recreation area. There are jobs to be had here. We're expanding. We're currently building a new FedEx building in the Wilmer area. So there's opportunities here. And the secret is that people don't realize there's opportunities here. So, we got a lot going for us. We got a number of lakes and golf courses and recreation. Wilmer spent millions of dollars to improve some of the recreation facilities that we have at around town, football fields and softball fields and baseball fields and the Robbins Island park. So, we're a diamond in the rough. If you come out here and raise a family, you're not going to regret it. You're going to love it. And you're going to say, oh, we're so far from the cities. Well, we're expanding our highway between St. Cloud and Wilmer. It's going to go from two lanes between here and Painesville all the way up to four lanes from here to St. Cloud, which is going to give us greater access to the metro area, whether it's the Twin Cities or Fargo. We're going to be able to get to those spots quickly. So we are, like I said, that's a little secret, but we are diamond in the rough, and there's great opportunity because we got great residents that work hard and show up and do their jobs. So if you're a business and you want to come somewhere, I would encourage you to come to the Senate District 16 because we've got the community college and we got professional people and we got opportunity. So, that's my secret. So keep that under your hat.
Is Jake's Pizza still open out there?
Yes, sir.
There you go. I know Jake's. Sir. And then Grizzlies. Yeah. Is Grizzly still going? Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Grizzly's still here. Yes, we still have that.
You don't need to go to these. Here's the best part. I mean, Wilmer is a great town. Wilmer is a great town. And I've been around your district. I've gone volunteering. I've been outdoor knocking. I've just traveled out there. I've gone out there with my family. It is a gorgeous district. And it's one of the things that you mentioned is it's not a district you would expect a lot of lakes in. There are tons of lakes in that district. It's amazing. But, it's nice. It's not one of those things of woulda, coulda, shoulda, wish you was in the cities. You can live there. You got great food. You got great restaurants. You got great entertainment. You have these things. And with the modern day world as we have it here today, I don't think that great highway into the cities is there. You get a great quality of life. You got great community. Let's talk one thing here. I mean, this is a district that has traditionally been Republican, but I am of the mindset the DFL issues, whether that's good schools, education, pay rates, helping the farmers in the DFL, for goodness sakes, that these are issues that are that appeal across the board. We have to get volunteers out there to help you. And the reason why is that is a district that could go blue, but we have to not just throw our hands in the air and say, we're not going to even try. That's a district, if we get people out there door knocking, that could be going into the DFL column.
I honestly believe that's true. You hear about the, it's red and it's red. No, we got a lot of hard workers. We got a lot of dedicated people that believe that this can be a blue district. Yeah, you better believe it. I need help. I need financial help. I'm on Act Blue, and I need financial help to get the message across. I need people to door knock and say, hey, Fernando's a good guy. He's successful. He's been president of the clubs. They've improved their clubs, which are attached to the school, and they've provided things that they needed. He's successful. He's worked in the area for 28 years. He knows the area. He knows the people. And I need the support. I need the letter writing. I need the door knocking. I need the phone calling. I need the financial report support. I can't do that alone. And if I can get the message across, yeah, we could have a blue wave. We could have a blue wave. And if we have that blue wave, it's probably going to move into other districts. Mm-hmm. And it should. We can't be caught up in the negativity and the do-nothing and the lack of cooperation. Minnesotans are doers, innovators, creators. And we're not seeing that in the leadership in the Senate. We're not seeing the cooperation and the innovation and the energy that Minnesotans are. Minnesotans can visit any other part of the country, and that you say you're from Minnesota, and you usually, and if you're looking for a job, you get hired. Well, we're not going to, what we have in the Senate, that's a poor reflection on what Minnesota is. I want to be that person that says, hey, I'm from Minnesota. We get things done. We innovate, we create, and we are a leader in the country. And right now, it's kind of a shame that we don't have the leadership and the envy. It's kind of a disappointment that the Senate is what it is, because it's not doing what it should be doing. Well, and it's hurting us all.
And you're exactly right. And that's when you go door knock or you make that phone call. That's the point you have to make. What has the Republican-led Senate done for you? And when they bring up something, you said, no, actually, the Democrats in the House did that. They just basically went around with it because they couldn't get anything else done. You can hammer away on it because the Republicans in the Senate right now are not doing anything. We need to take that Senate back, and helping Senate District 16 go to the DFL would be a huge step in that direction. Fernando, I'll tell you what, I want people to get involved. Once again, everyone, help your local Democrat, sure. But if you're in one of these slam dunk, relatively easy, they're not going to have too much of a challenge, DFL districts, well, then you need to get out to Senate District 16. You need to get out there on the website and make a donation. And let's help Fernando Alvarado. Fernando Alvarado, help win in Senate District 16. What is the website they should go to, Fernando?
You can go to Elect Fernando Alvarado, or you can go to Act Blue and type in Fernando Alvarado, and that's what I need. I need the financial support. If you're coming to the Senate District Convention tomorrow, yes. If you can have some money available to give to my treasurer, and I'd like to acknowledge my team. Dave Moody is my treasurer, great guy. He's been a loyal DFLer for forever. And Deb Oyen, a former union president with the Nurses Association, it's people like that that make me feel proud to be a DFLer, because they know the importance of changing the state blue, and they know that we can do it, and they believe in me. I just need the support financially, the help with hands and knocking on doors and writing letters. If we do that, we're going to rock this, and we're going to be blue, and we're going to show them what we can do, and we're going to do it. They're not doing anything. I want to be doing stuff for Minnesota and Senate District 16. And I need that commitment and that hard work and that belief, and we will do it. We will be a blue district. And we're gonna rock it, and we're gonna do it well, and you're gonna be proud to say you're a DFLer.
Fernando Alvarado. Now, Fernando, where once again is the convention tomorrow?
It's at the Max's Grill in Olivia, Minnesota.
All right, man. Well, go get some food.
that would be great.
Max's Grill, Olivia, tomorrow. That's the Senate District 16 endorsing convention. Fernando Alvarado is the candidate for the DFL in Senate District 16. Let's go help him get to St. Paul, please. please donate, volunteer, phone bank, whatever you can do. Fernando, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your service as well. I appreciate as you're serving on those subs. That's some tough work there. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. I understand you got a little Navy background in your life history.
No, Navy wouldn't let me in. I'm Army. I'm U.S. Army. Oh.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your service. That's the bottom line. I know we'll rip each other when we can, but you know what? We work for the same team, and we were doing the same thing to protect the American public, and I'm very proud of that.
Thank
and
you very much.
I appreciate your work.
I thank you. I believe the exact term was get off my boat. So...